This is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated M-A-N. It contains real game. Learning your value as a man. Original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Shit. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table.
Shake,
so,
shake, shake.
For all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating shake. Lions... Viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
When it come to women, you need some advice, yeah. I got what you need, yeah. This is the man mindset. Gotta learn the game, learn how to maneuver, check that. And what to avoid, we showing you all the red flags. Come connect, we helping you level up. Won't have no problem with women, it's your time to step it up. Let's go. You got your confidence, you know they gonna like that. You a whole new man with the man mindset. Yeah, this is the man mindset. This is the man mindset.
All right, I'm saying. All right, what's up? Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. How y'all guys doing? We're going to do 2 hours today. Give a shout out. Let's go ahead and do this shit. Guys, this is The Man Mindset. I am your host, the Dean. Class in session, guys. This show is being brought to you by www.themanmindset.com. So, guys, we want to make sure that we go ahead and shout everybody out. Do our shout outs like we always do. Make sure you guys get this information down. First off, we want to say thank you to everybody that saying this show. This is 100% authentic. This isn't something that somebody else is coming up with. We come up with everything in-house. So we want to make sure you know that. Also, guys, we want to say for all you guys out there that are listening to the show, where is it at? Also, guys, we want to give a shout-out to the guys out there. Where are you at? Yeah, 207 guys that like the show. Give a shout-out to you guys out there. Also, guys, we ask that you go ahead and like, subscribe, get the notifications up for the show. And also, guys, we want you guys to take a moment, go to the store, go ahead and grab your 100-piece puzzle set. Start the process that you need to have right now to go ahead and get everything going as far as going home, dump the pieces on the puzzle, on the table, putting the puzzle together and connecting it and beginning the process of your life. So we want to make sure that we say that to you guys out there. Also, guys, before we get into the notebook part, we also want to let you guys know we're kicking out. We just put out another YouTube short. So just go to the front of the page, the main page. And if you go to the main page, you will see the YouTube short. So we want to make sure you guys get a chance to see that as well. So it's a YouTube short that we put to teach, you know, just give you a little bit of game. It's only a minute, but we're kicking those things out as much as we possibly can. So Be prepared for that. But anyway, guys, if you have a question, guys, if you want to comment, guys, go ahead and get your notebooks out. Go ahead. If you have a question, put a Q in there. If you're texting a woman, put a T in there. Okay, gentlemen, any question you have, we got you. Okay. And we want to make sure that we get y'all guys together. Okay. Okay. So. And if y'all got any questions, put a Q in there. If it's pertaining to the show, we would definitely answer any of your questions. And you got to text all the other stuff. Let us know. It is time to rock and roll and let us begin the show. Okay. Oops. No, I'm sorry. Hit the wrong button. Guys, the lines are open if y'all guys want to call in as well. All right. So what we're talking about, I'd rather lose her than lose myself. And that's what we're going to be talking about. And we're going to be discussing. Well, let me see. Let me check. All right. All right, so we're good on questions and everything. But, yeah, so if you got a question, please put a Q in there. We got you covered. Anyway, so let's go ahead and get into the show, guys. Again, if y'all want to call in, y'all have the number and all this other stuff. Big J, let me say this. Big J, this is something I think I need to start saying this to y'all guys. I don't think y'all understand some things, okay? A lot of you guys, unfortunately, do a lot of wordplay. Let me get to my duck joint. All right, so let's talk real quick. A lot of y'all guys take the words that I'm using as your bid, standing on your square, your scribe, and all these things. Y'all have got to stop trying to take words that you don't even know. You don't have a square. If you're not a student of mine, you don't have a square. If we have not sat down and worked on your bid, you don't have a bid. So can y'all pretty please stop saying that y'all have things that you don't actually have? I appreciate that. Just stop doing that, man. Because if you had a square, this wouldn't be a question. Okay? This wouldn't be a question. So can y'all please stop trying to think that We're doing a lot of wordplay here. We're not doing wordplay. This is not what we do. Okay? I want to say that to y'all. We are not doing wordplay. So we ask you guys to please stop that, okay? Y'all got a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. We got y'all covered. But yeah, we are not on that wordplay stuff. Come on, guys. If y'all don't have if you're not a student of the game, you don't have a square, man. So come on, man. Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. Anyway, like I was saying before, anyway, let me go ahead. If we're not gonna answer your question, please stop bugging me on that stupid shit, dude. Okay? All right, big dog. Don't you think the right fucking process is becoming a student? So you're not trying to become one. So please stop lying, dude. I don't want to kick you out, Big J. Stop fucking acting like you're trying to do some shit. You ain't trying to do no shit. You ain't a student. We haven't coached. You haven't worked on your bid. You're not working on your pathway. So what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Come on, man. Stop that shit. You are looking for shortcuts and shit, asking that asinine question. Because that question is a shortcut. You want a quick answer, man. Stop that shit. Anyway, let me get to the show. So, gentlemen, think about the show. What we want to do is we want to go ahead and break some things down to y'all guys as far as what's going on with you, sometimes with women. Okay? And that's what we want to talk about today. See, a lot of you guys have a lot of expectations when it comes to the game, when it comes to women. And unfortunately for a lot of you guys out there, you hold on to certain kind of expectations for yourself, about other people, about circumstances and things like that. And whether you realize it or not, these expectations that you have influence your life, especially when it comes to a woman. See, most of you guys don't understand what your influence is when you're running behind a woman. And the fact is, you're not actually influencing yourself. you're being influenced by a woman, and there lies the problem. And the expectation, excuse me, the expectations that you guys have and the drive to be with the woman is so bad, you begin to allow her to influence what you think about, what you focus on. And then all of a sudden, the thing that you expect or are desperately trying to seek doesn't become an expectation anymore. It starts to become more of a target where you are always trying to hit the target. When you are influenced by a woman, gentlemen, you will never be able to influence yourself. You'll never be able to move like a man for yourself because you are too worried about things that have really nothing to do with you. And these things tend to bog you down and slow you down if you allow these things to take over your life. And when you guys out here are busy trying to get with the woman and Southern you hitting the target, basically what you're doing is, sir, is that you are running behind a woman, doing everything you can to have sex. Your fears, anxieties, everything that you're doing is going to set you up for failure because you're trying to shoot and hit a target that you will never, ever hit. But the influence of the mind is what does the most damage because your mind is a thing that makes you think that you can hit that target. And there lies the problem. You cannot hit a target when that target is far away. You can't hit a target when you are influencing or influenced by the target to a point where you feel that you have to change who you are. Exactly, just like last night's show. We took that down, but y'all got a chance to see last night's show. We gave y'all a prime example of what happens when you guys say you want something and then you actually try to get it and it doesn't work for you. And, you know, damn it, let me see it, shit. You know, things like that happen and it's not a bad thing. Hold on, let me pop that there. Yeah, it's not a bad thing. It happens sometimes, but we want to make sure that what y'all guys do as far as men is to be able to be strong enough to walk away from a woman. The most dangerous man out there, gentlemen, is the man that can walk away from a woman and not worry about the result or the end result. Because you're not defined by the result. And most of us feel like we are defined by the result. Most of us feel that in our minds, that our mindset and our mind tries to pull us in to make us say that, you know what, you have got to reach this expectation or you're less than a man. You've got to reach this expectation or, why are you so weak? Why are you so soft? What are you going to do to change? You're messing up. You're screwing up. And your mind will start to change how you begin to see the world as far as expectations. Guys, lines are open if y'all want to call in as well. But as I said before, all these things happen to you is the fact that all these things will have you believing a lie. You will begin to believe that you are not good enough because you feel like everything you're doing is kind of holding you back and you kind of feel like a failure. And all these influences that you have on a mental level influence your decisions, your behaviors, your attitudes, your perspectives, and also your interaction with women. slows you down and holds you down. And if you set expectations that are not for self, but she becomes the expectation, this is why you begin to lose, because you start to lose a little bit of yourself in the process. Because you think she is better than you, okay? And she thinks, and most of you guys think that you're just not good enough. And most of the time, what most of y'all don't understand when it comes to your mindset and how you see things, your expectations, how when you're not rooted and grounded in who you are, when you're not rooted and you're not grounded in who you are, what will happen is you will begin to interpret the game totally wrong. Remember, everything that we're showing you is perception and reality. And if your perception and your reality is in theater number one, then what does that mean for everything else? That means perception, and that means your reality is actually a lie that is holding you down and holding you back. Okay. And what I'm saying to you guys out there is that we want to make sure that you guys consider one thing at the moment when it comes to game. Is that your emotions of worrying, anxiety, and fear. Worries, fears, anxieties. These things, gentlemen, are going to set your mind in a different way, because it's going to begin to give you negative expectations. Now, when you worry about something, now think about this for a second. The guys, lines are open. If y'all want to ask a question, go ahead. But when you are worrying about, am I good enough? What am I going to say? What am I going to do? How am I going to do it? What is going to happen if I do it this way versus what is going to happen if I do it a different way? How are these things going to help, and how are these things going to affect me? See, the moment you begin to tie in feminine or emotion as far as anxiety or fear, feeling uncomfortable or worrying about something, gentlemen, what you are saying is, I'm not good enough and something is about to go wrong. And if you're not good, if you don't feel good enough and you feel that something is about to go wrong, gentlemen, you've already lost yourself in that woman. And you don't realize it. And this is what happens to a lot of you guys. A lot of you guys lose yourself every bit. And like I said before, I tell you the moment you lose yourself. The moment you guys lose yourself is when you say something when you see a woman and say she's sexy. You lose yourself when you say she's gorgeous. You lose yourself when you say she's beautiful. You lose yourself when you say, I got to have her. Thank you for the 8 likes. Shout out to everybody in there. You lose yourself when you say, I got to have her. You lose yourself when you say, what do I have to do or what can I do to get her? You lose yourself, gentlemen. Because what you're saying is that she has something that is better or greater than you. And you don't even realize it, because remember, this is on a deeper level of thought. Because I want y'all to think about something. And this is going to shock y'all, all right? Watch this. I want y'all to soak this up. Watch this. Gentlemen, when you grab your car keys, why is it that you don't feel the same fear you have when you see a woman? When you open your door, why isn't that you don't have the same fear of the door or the lights or anything else that you do normally in your life? Let me tell you why. Because think about it. Are you looking at your keys and saying your keys are beautiful? Are you looking at that door light switch and saying, oh, my God, it's desirable. Oh, my God, the light switch is sexy. Oh, my God, look how beautiful the remote control looks. And I know y'all think it's funny, but I want y'all to think about that for a second. See, y'all, I'm trying to give y'all things to think about on a deeper level, because in order for you to understand where I'm coming from, you need to see what you do in a normal life to show you that what you're doing is why things are not working out for you. So as I said before, when you say to yourself, wow, she's beautiful. Wow, she's gorgeous. Oh, my God, look at her. Oh, she's so fine. You begin to set a false expectation because you're looking outside of yourself. And see, nobody is going to show you this. Nobody's going to tell you the depth of what I'm saying right now, because this is why it is hard to let a woman go. And if you can't let her go and you can't get rid of her, what you're telling her is that you're better than me and I have to do exactly what you want me to do in order to get you. Try that there. Trying to make some adjustments or something. Guys, the lines are open if you want to call in. Lines are open if you guys want to call in. It's the Bad Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. You got a question, go ahead and ask. We love to hear from you. But as I was saying before to you guys out there that's listening, that we want to make sure that when you guys are soaking this stuff up and when you guys are learning this stuff as men, that there is a power in the man that people don't even want you to know. And that power is the power of not losing yourself. See, the man, excuse me, the man doesn't have an expectation except only to do what he told himself to do. The man does not have expectation like the average guy does. The expectation is you just be on point wherever you are. Stand on what you do and move like a man. But when you look at somebody else that is looking at the woman and worshiping the woman and saying that she's beautiful, you start to lose yourself, because then you set some things that influence you to go wrong. But what you don't understand is this is at the forefront of what you actually are to yourself. And all the decisions and all the actions that you're going to take are decisions and actions that are going to self-sabotage you. Because this is how your mind is working. Because the world at that point is negative. It's negative. It's I'm not good enough, and she's better than me, and what can I do? And these things are going to lead you to unfortunate circumstances that are going to stop you from growth. One cannot focus on oneself if one feels that he is losing something. Because when you see the woman and you worried about her, or you think she is beautiful and all these things, where is the focus on? The focus, thank you, 61 likes. The focus is on her. And where is the attention? The attention is not on what it is I have to do as a man. If you have your bid, the attention is not on your bid. For my students who actually have their bid, detention is not on you. So then what you do is you then make her the target. And when you look at a target, you're always looking at the bullseye, because anything other than hitting that bullseye means failure, which means you put extra pressure on yourself, gentlemen. And everything you experience throughout the day is going to provide you insight when you're with her, talking to her, texting her. See, the reason why you feel like you can never lose her, or you need to have her in your life, you have to have her in your life, and you feel that you have to have her in your life, this is what's hurting you guys. Because you're experiencing a certain kind of emotion that you cannot control. And these emotions and these feelings that you feel are identifying what you are, not only to yourself, but what you are to her. And they are taking you away from all your goals and everything that you desire to become and you desire to do. Because remember, you got to understand that the majority of you guys are seeing the world in the wrong lens. And most of you are so used to seeing the world this way, you actually think that's your truth. And that's why sometimes it's hard to say something to a woman, hard to let a woman know what's going on. But this is where a man wins. Because a man doesn't give a fuck. The man knows that whatever reality that he's in is the reality that he has created and the reality that he is actually in control of. He is. See, you guys are living in your reality. The man is controlling his reality. Two totally different things. See, you are living in a safe space right now in your mind where you don't want to grow. Most of you guys don't want to grow. Most of you guys don't want to do anything. All you want to do is just sit around and wait for things to happen to you. But that's not a man. That's not what men do. And the only way to show her your value and your worth is by showing her how special she isn't. You don't have to be mean to a woman. You don't have to yell at a woman. You don't have to disrespect a woman. These are things that a lot of people think they want you to do, but you don't have to do any of those things. Because there's more power when she knows that you can walk away from her. Because a man will never lose himself into somebody, because he doesn't see much importance in her in the first place until she proves worth and value. Worth and value. And so many people don't look at the game that way. They don't see it as worth. They don't see it as value. They just see it as a beautiful woman just coming around. Living in your reality keeps you on your I do. And when you're on your I do and you live in your reality, that means you're happy just living there, being complacent. And this is the majority of guys. There's no knock on you guys. Just a lot of you guys are this way. Because you are not in control of the reality, because, again, the hardest thing to understand and gain is the influence of your perception, how you see the world, how you see yourself. And this is why most of you don't grow. And like I've always said, this is why we're in the seventh month, the eighth day of the year, and you haven't even changed. This is why y'all bird watch. This is why y'all ask, like, well, how can I grow knowing that you don't even want to grow? Okay? If you look at all the drama that you see on TV, reality shows, on the internet, all those guys have one thing in common, and that is they're living in their reality. That's all they're doing, just like you guys. You just live peacefully in your prisons every day, and you're fine with it. You don't want to change that because it's safe. But as a man, we create and we are in full control of our reality as if it's a car. Because what we do as men is that we influence ourselves. When we see a woman, she doesn't influence us. We influence ourselves to get her to become in us or be about us, gentlemen. Because we don't look at the woman as a target. She's not a target. You know what the target is? Crayon time. The target is focusing on and hitting the bullseye of what you scribed. Focus on and hitting the bullseye of the target of your bid, if you have that. Focusing and hitting the mark or the bullseye of making her smile, laugh, and blush. Those are the targets that you hit. Because you're not, she's not in your mind, and she's not written any space in your mind, okay? And this is why what's the beautiful thing is that as men, and this is the beautiful thing about you men, and the dangerous thing about you men, beautiful and dangerous to a woman, beautiful to you, dangerous to a woman, okay? It's beautiful to you and dangerous to a woman, let me show you. Because as a man, you are a great visionary. And you work hard not to impress the woman. You work hard to build and work on you and grow you and move you and think for you and achieve for you and think for yourself and challenge yourself and be motivated by yourself and thrive in who you are and accept the criticisms that you have of yourself and take on the difficult challenges of yourself. This is why they want to fuck with guys that can show them that they're not special. Thank you, 70 likes. When you take the power out of the pussy, there is nothing she can hit you with. But how can one give women power? By giving their power away. Guys, get a piece of paper. Why? Just get a piece of paper. All my dogs, just get a piece of paper. We have paper time because I wanna give y'all some game. Get some paper, okay? Please get some paper. All you guys, get some paper, please. I always tell you, get your notebooks out, so we're getting into it. What I want you to do is I want you on a piece of paper. I just on the right, on the left-hand side of the piece of paper. All right, what I want you to do is, and I'm doing this in my mind, draw a straight line. Draw a straight line, gentlemen, down the middle of the paper. Draw a straight line down the middle of the paper, please, all my guys in here. Draw a straight line down the middle of the paper. I'm about to show y'all something. But, hey, wait, before I do that, y'all know how I do this, dude, because we're only here for 2 hours. But let me show y'all something. Hold on. Before I say this, gentlemen, I want to let y'all know nobody is showing you this. Nobody is showing you this. And this is coming right off the top of my cake-ass dome. Nobody is showing you what I'm about to show you. But what I'm about to show you should open your goddamn eyes, maybe for the first time. It's going to be very powerful. It's going to be very impactful to see something, okay? Okay? What I want you guys to do is draw a straight line down the middle of the paper, number one, okay? On the left-hand side, write me. Or, hey, write me, then write I am. And then write woman on the other side. On the other side, write woman, I do. Okay? Now, I'm going to show y'all something, okay? Let me show y'all something. So then what I want you to do on the left-hand side, I want you to draw 100 at the top, 50 in the middle. And say, no, you know what? Scratch the 50. Fuck, scratch. Just draw the 100. Just draw the 100. Just draw the 100. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm just doing stuff in my head. It's going many miles a mile. Okay. So I got it. I'm showing you. I'm just going off the top of my head. I'm not even writing this down. This is in my mind. You got the line down the middle of the paper. You got me and I am on the left-hand side. You got woman and I do on the right-hand side. And on the left-hand side, you got 100. When you have yourself at 100, that means that you are actually someone that is actually creating his reality. All right, now I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something. Watch this. But, and again, I'm going to show you guys why you're not, okay? We always tell you guys this thing. You either are or you're not. There's no middle ground. So once you take any points away from that 100, you are no longer in control of your reality. It means you're just living in your reality. And let me show y'all something. And guys, what I'm saying for you guys out here that's listening, okay? What I'm saying for you guys out here that's listening, this is strictly, confidentially, you and your house. This is strictly and confidentially in your house, okay? So before we go into this, I thank you, 81 likes, but I don't want you to be down on yourselves, okay? This is not something to be down on yourselves. This is just something to give you a gauge of where you're at right now. But also, it will give you a gauge of when you get around a woman, okay? So please listen. I don't want anybody to give me any answers because I know you're not going to – we're going to go over this, but I know you're not going to be at 100. But I'm going to show you how what you think hurts and keeps you living in your reality versus creating and controlling your reality. Guys, just on the left, on the right-hand side, just put a check. That's all I need you to do. All right? All I need you to do is just put a check. All right? That's all I'm asking you to do. Just put a check on the left-hand side. I don't care where you put the checks at on the right-hand side, because then you can add it up, okay? So on the right-hand side, just be honest with yourself. When you see a woman, give yourself a check if you tear yourself down. Give yourself a check if you say, I'm not good enough. Give yourself a check on the side if you're thinking that I don't have the right job, I don't have the right clothes, I don't have the right shoes, I don't have the right car. Just be honest with yourself, because you guys are not going to hit the 100. So don't lie to yourselves. Just be honest with yourselves, because in order to see where you're at, you got to see where you're actually at, okay? So give yourselves a check on that side. If you look at the woman and say, when you first see her and say she's beautiful, give yourself a check on that right-hand side. When you're like, oh, my God, she's pretty. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say, okay? And we can just stop right there, because I know a lot of you guys, this is most of you guys anyway. And I don't want y'all to add it up and all this other stuff, okay? All right? But what I'm saying here is for you guys out here. And I'm not, we're going to just, like, hey, guys, what I'm saying is that for my moderators, all my moderators out there, I'm moving really fast, and I want you to. If they time out and they run their mouth, please ban them. If they saying some silly shit and I time them out, the next time they say something, please ban them. We're not playing around. I'm trying to help you guys. We ain't got time for no bitch-ass shit. All right? Thank you, 81 likes. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. But as I say before to you guys out there, is that every time you say something that is outside of yourself, give yourself a check or a negative one, which then goes against your 100. Okay, guys, listen to what I'm saying. It goes against your 100. Error code 202. Let me bring him in real quick. 202, sir. What's your question, sir? How can I help you? What's up, brother?
I'm good, Steve. All right, so those first two checks, if you didn't have those checks, can you keep going?
Listen. I don't want to just say things. You know what you say when you see a woman. You know how you feel when you see a woman. So this is why I'm trying to say strictly for you. I'm just giving you an idea. Anything that you're saying about either if you're tearing yourself down and you're rolling and giving fruit and flowers to the woman, or you're making excuses, or you're scared or anything like that, just give yourself a mark. And you will really see that everything you're doing, and this is why you are not in control of yourself, because all you're looking at is the I do's and stuff, okay?
All right. So, but I'm saying, what if I didn't get those checks? Like, I didn't check. Like, I don't do those. I don't think to myself, when I see a woman, oh, she's beautiful, I got to get rid of this and that. I ask myself, what do I want to do with her? Like, what do I want to get out of?
Give yourself a check. If you're asking yourself what you want to do and you're not doing the behavior, that is the I do. Give yourself a check.
All right. But
see,
I do the behavior.
Okay. Do you ask yourself, should I pick up the remote control? Do you ask yourself, should I grab the keys? Do you ask yourself, should I turn on the light? Well, then that's what I'm saying.
Well,
it doesn't matter. Listen, and this is what I'm saying to you. No matter how you want to spin it, don't try to run from it because you ain't at 100 if you're honest with yourself. So anything that you say outside of yourself, give yourself that check or that minus one. Make it a point. Take it off of that 100.
Heard.
Take it off 100. But
I appreciate you. I'm going to keep watching the stream.
I don't want you to take the point as a one. Take the point as a negative five off of the 100. Don't use it just as a one. Use it as a negative five and be honest with yourself. Because most of you guys, remember, if you're not at 100, caller, that means any woman that you see is renting space in your head. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because your I do's are forcing you to overthink things. You see what I'm saying?
Very.
So just remember that, okay?
Appreciate
it. All right, good call. We'll throw you back in. So as I was saying before to y'all guys out here, this is a gauge for you. When you go outside, if you go outside your door and you see a beautiful woman, and as soon as you say she's beautiful, she's sexy, and you don't do nothing about it, go ahead and give yourself that point. Because the man that creates his reality, he doesn't look at the woman and say she's anything but a woman. That's it. I've been there before. Okay. Oh, wow. So what? See, having my curiosity doesn't give me a point because I notice that on her. But you notice I said my curiosity. I didn't say she is. Listen to what I'm saying. It's very important. When I say my curiosity, I'm still on the I am side because I'm talking about me. But when you say she is, then you're on the I do. And guys, this can be a simple gauge and a barometer for you guys. Because a lot of you guys say, well, where am I at? Oh, how do I am at? You know, listen, you just got to be honest with yourself. Listen, this is not, I want to state this for you guys. This is not a fail. This is not a, you don't fail by learning this, okay? I just want to say this to you guys. This is not a pass or fail. It is showing you why you are comfortably living in your reality versus creating your reality. You cannot create anything for yourself when the first words come out as she is. You see what I'm saying? She is. And even if you guys try to cheat the game and say I am first and then turn around and say she is after that, you still fail. Why do you think, all right, guys, I'm going to show y'all a trick, and y'all can use this. Y'all can use all this tomorrow on Sunday show. We do the Real Game No Theory. Y'all can use this on Sunday. Anytime a guy asks a question and puts the woman in the question, he loses the point because he's making her, he's making the situation about her versus making it about himself. Now, guys, I'm showing y'all something deep here. Nobody's going to show you this. It's very simple, but it is a honest critique of yourself. Because the man that creates his reality has what we call deadlines. And why is his deadline so important? Because a man doesn't waste time. A man does not waste time, okay? And what I mean by not waste time is when I see her, I have 0.5 seconds to get off my ass, and that's my deadline to go over there and make my move. That's the deadline. Less than a second, I got to move. That's the deadline. Because I want to make sure that I save my time for more important things other than just walk up on a fucking woman. And every time you say this, let me show y'all something, which how deep it is, because it's not just in what you say to yourself, it's also your actions that give you the point. If you see the woman and you don't move, give yourself another check. You see what I'm saying? All right? Thank you, John. Appreciate that, man. Thank you, John. Let me see, Time, you got to please put it, I don't know if you're talking to me, but let me read what he's saying. I'm trying to understand what he's trying to say. He says, to think about it, the guy is making it about the woman as soon as he approaches her. If it was about himself, he would get the woman to approach. No, Time, absolutely not. And let me say this to y'all guys. This is how deep game is. Time is new, so I'm not here to change his mindset because that's how he thinks. So if he thinks that way, this is why he's a loser. That's why he's a loser. But I want y'all to see, guys, even this is how beautiful game is. Look at the sheet y'all created. Look at the statement he's saying and see why he's the loser. Let's just look, guys, I'm showing you how easy this is. Because don't think a woman is calculating these things up in you as well. I want y'all to see this, okay? Okay? Now, I'll give him credit. He's right about the first line. When a guy's making about a woman as soon as he approaches her, he's right about that, okay? That's not where he's fucking up. But his truth comes out at the end on the back half is that he will get the woman and approach her instead. You see that? How does one, John, listen to me, John. First off, John, please put a cue if you're asking me a question. Second off, you don't need to ask, and I'm trying to show you how to be a man, John. You don't need to ask to call in. Just call in. But, John, why do you get a one? See, John, I'm trying to show you guys. John would get another point right there. Why? Because he's asking for permission to do something that he knows he's free to do here. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm showing you. What I'm showing you will show you guys why you live in your reality by all the things that you think and all the things you say. John, you're free to call in, but I'm just using you as an example. Should I focus on bettering my mind and learn a game, or do I have to get rejected? Rashawn P., I'm going to show you why you get lost points. Look at what he's saying, guys. No, look what RP is saying, why he gets negative points. See, gentlemen, my boy here, and it's no knock on you, it's a great question, but this is where you're failing. Because he gets points because he's making it about a goal or an I do. That's where he loses a point. See, listen to what he's saying. Should I focus on bettering my mind and learning game, right? Right? Or get rejected to learn. So he is just systematically split and has tried to separate itself, and that's points off because it's not one mind, one thought, one way. It is, what can I do to lie to myself to not be the man that I think I'm going to be? And it's no doctrine, but I'm just showing you guys. It's how deep it is. Listen, it's not what he's saying that's the problem. It's what he's thinking that has forced him to say that. See, he's saying this because he doesn't have game, nor is he one with himself. He's not a student of the game, but he's trying, his mind is trying to self-sabotage him by saying, you can be an open-heart surgeon tomorrow, or you can fly an airplane tomorrow if you focus on your mind, or you get a choice of getting rejected. Do you see how the mind is screwing you guys over, even in what you're saying? Because, and this is a great question, my brother, but I'm just showing you why you're losing, and I'm showing you why your points are totaling up of why you're comfortably in your thing, okay? All right, still comfortably in, okay? And I want y'all to listen to me. Should I? Remember, always tell the king what he should do, not what he could do. Should I is an I do. See, if he was saying, I am bettering my mind by learning game, and I am going out there getting rejected to learn, then he wouldn't have that point, because at that point, he's making it about himself versus I do. See, he has turned this into a set goal or something that a lot of guys screw guys over with what do they call that shit? Motivation. You know, they... You know, set goals, you know, get to this part of the mountain and then relax and rest and then get to that part and set these goals. So you're actually killing it, okay? You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you guys out there to understand this more as far as this is to see how this is, okay? time. Why don't you tell me what you think game is, and I'll be happy to correct you, okay? You tell me what game is, okay, and I'll be happy to correct you, okay? But, okay, stop right here. This is a 50-point right-hand side right here. And time, this is what I would tell you. There are no benefits. Don't do it. There's none benefits. Don't do it. I wouldn't do it. There's no benefits. There's none. Not for you. There's none. Let me show you what he's messing up. He's saying, Mr. Miyagi, prove to me why I should learn karate. Mr. Miyagi, prove to me why your karate is the way I want to know. You see what I'm saying? See, what y'all guys have to understand in your reality, in your comfortability of your perception, you expect the world, game, life, time, and mentors to stop what they're doing and beg you to change your mind. And this is why you tell people like this, this isn't for you. This isn't for you. Do you see what I'm saying, guys? You can always tell weakness by the statements being said. In time, this is no knock on you. I'm not trying to knock you. I'm just using you as the example by what you're saying. But you can tell that this guy is terrible with women. Because remember, see, listen, this is why, and I know y'all probably said, well, Steve, why didn't you answer this question? Because, gentlemen, y'all have to understand something. When one who has no game says to one who has game, prove yourself to me or prove what game is, then he is not a student of the game. And that's why you just let him go. This is not for you. You're right. You just agree with him. Because listen to me. This is important, guys. You just agree with him. You don't try to change his mind because you cannot change the mind of a wall. So don't try to change the mind. Don't try to change the mind, okay? Mr. What is some advice you have incoming freshman in college about how to develop my mindset as a young man? Well, we'll see what kind of – well, you get some coaching. You got to start off with some coaching. I get some coaching. So but let's look at this false thing. Let's look at this one. Listen, y'all, if y'all listen to the people in the statements, what is he saying? Listen, where's the key word? The last thing you did. See that? So what he's saying is his perception is based off of what he did, meaning if he talks to a woman and she turns him down, that's his perception. You see, guys, I'm telling y'all, this is deep that I'm showing y'all. Because there, and it's no knock on y'all saying this stuff, but you should see why you'll never create your reality, because everything you're doing is making false assumptions, theories, false excuses about everything in your theater number one. Remember, everything that most of these guys are saying, and this is why you don't try to change, gentlemen, the mindset of one that doesn't want to be changed, because you cannot force somebody who lives in theater number one to look outside of theater number one. You just agree with him because they're not students of the game. Does that make sense, guys? Does that make sense? B says, I get a point off for not approaching a female. That's catch my – exactly. Well, because – okay, and because – think of it as 5 and I'll bring you 1 second. Because it's not about the female. It's that your time is not important to you. That's where you get the negative. See, it's not about the female. It is about you that you waste time. There's no sense of urgency. And because there's no sense of urgency and you have not set a deadline for yourself, then you waste time meaning you get those points off because you're a time waster to yourself. And you don't, time is not important to you. But let me grab this real quick. 510, how can I help you, sir? What's up, brother?
Good afternoon, Steve. What should I do after I kiss a woman if we're at a location where we're not going to fuck?
What do you mean? How old are you?
21.
Okay, then I would just take her home because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. What do you mean what you should do? I don't know. Why are you asking that dumbass question?
Okay.
Okay, what?
Nah, you're right.
Well, I'm just saying. You're 21 years old and you don't know. Okay, here's the problem. Your kissing game is pretty fucking whack, I can tell you right now. You don't know how to fucking kiss. So let me ask you a question. What happened after you kissed this woman? What did y'all do?
Oh, no, this is like for the future.
Well, why don't you get a girl first and then let's talk, okay? Or get some coaching, okay, big guy? I'll throw you back in. Good luck
to you.
Area code 850, what's your question, man? How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, quick question, Steve. What you brought up about, like, the this talk about I do and I am, it's very, eye-opening. And my question is, how can I think about my game in a more mental way? Because I feel like the certain
you
way
don't
that you
have,
talked about
okay,
that.
Okay, that's your first problem. You don't have any. Okay, how can you think of something you don't have? There's your fuck up right there. That lies the first negative one you have because you think you don't have game. So how can you think of something you don't have?
Well, I'm saying, like, because, like, I'm using your products right now, like, as I'm developing with those products, how can I get the most out of it by
then give yourself a negative because you're not studying them correctly. Because if you got the product, you shouldn't be talking this way. Mm. You should not be talking this way. I don't understand what you're talking about. What do you mean in your question? Give me an example.
I mean, it's not really an example to use, but I'm saying like.
No, stop. This is give yourself another mark on the right-hand side because you made a statement and you couldn't back it up. Another mark. That's why I asked you what you meant, and that's why you're being full of shit right now. You're making false statements. If you make a statement and you can't defend it, then you're bullshitting. So, again, I'm going to ask you, give me an example of the statement that you made.
Nah. There's no statement. I just feel like
I'm going to let you go because you're full of shit now. You called and you made a statement, and I asked you, give me an example of the statement. How do you make it? It's just like you saying you have game. You see what I'm saying? Listen to what I'm saying. This is why you're failing.
Because
you don't have any game. You don't have any game, and you're chasing a ghost. Then you make a statement, and I ask you to give me an example of the statement, and you can't even give me an example of the statement, dog. So why even make the statement if you can't even back the statement up?
Which statement did I make?
What you told me, what did you say to me? Tell me what you said to me.
I just said that.
You're right. Go ahead and listen.
I just said that I want to be able to, as I'm learning using your products, I want to be able to not sabotage what I can learn by.
And I said, give me an example. You said, okay, not sabotage. Give me an example.
Okay, like, for example, like, okay, let's say, like, okay, let's use, like, I mean, I don't want to bring up your products because, I mean, it's private.
I didn't say bring up my products. I said give me an example. When you're going out and seeing a woman, give me the example of the sabotage. What are you talking about?
Okay, if I go out and I see a woman and then I think, like, what you said is wrong, like, if I say she is, or this, I'm just saying, like, because this is bigger than just approaching women. I'm saying, like, if I'm saying she is and stuff like that, like where is that sabotage my own self? Then how can I be, I guess, aware of it and be able to correct it?
Okay, did you not hear me when I told you about my curiosity? Did you not hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
So then why are you asking me this question?
Because I'm saying, like, can you, like, I don't completely understand it.
She got my curiosity. She caught my curiosity.
Yeah.
That means I just look at her as an average fucking woman, like I look at a piece of grass, like I look at the leaves on a damn tree. It's just a leaf. It's just a piece of grass. Oh, it's just a squirrel. It's just a fucking bird. It's just a cloud. It's just a snowflake. It's just a raindrop. See, you say, look how beautiful the leaf is. Look how pretty that one thing of grass is. Oh, the bird is gorgeous. Oh, look at the pretty squirrel. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying it's just a piece of grass. I notice it. It's just a leaf. I notice it. It's nothing special about it. I've seen so many of them. Okay, it's a different shape of a cloud. Oh, wow, that one looks like a SpongeBob versus a turd. Okay, it's different. That's all. I don't understand.
Okay,
difference is I see the woman as a woman, and that's all I see her as. I don't see her as nothing more than just a woman. Which means is she's just got my curiosity. That's it. I notice it. Remember, I notice it. Versus you looking and saying she's beautiful. Wow. What am I going to do? What am I going to say? So guess what? Every second that you say, wow, she's beautiful. What am I going to say? What am I going to do? You have just given yourself another few points, because if your deadline is 0.5 seconds, how many minutes are you wasting right now? If every point or 1 second goes by, you give yourself a check. So through a minute, that's already 60 checks right there. Every time you're coming up with a, she's so beautiful, oh my God, what do I say to that, versus just doing it, this is why you're not creating your reality. Because you're not, number one, getting the coaching, you're not studying, and we're not discussing your products. And that's why you're failing.
All right. I was just trying to understand. Yeah, I was just trying to understand.
Did I not give you clarity now? You have clarity now?
Yeah, no, you did. But I'm saying, like, that's, I feel like we can do it in certain areas, not just approaching women, just different areas. I just wanted to make sure that.
What do you mean in certain areas? What do you mean in certain areas? What do you mean? Give me something.
I'm saying like maybe before you're about to like meet her for the first time, or before, after you get her or she calls you and you like schedule a date, or if you're about to have sex, or I just feel like there's certain areas where you might like this area, this first one of approaching a woman is very clear because you made it clear how you can make that mistake, but I feel like there are other areas where it might be more difficult to be aware. So
how the
I wanted
fuck
to,
is, wait, Dweller, how the fuck is it difficult when you've already created through your scribe what the fuck you're going to do? How is it difficult when you created the lighting, you created the sound checks, you created the photos? So what the fuck are you talking about? See, this is what I'm saying. I don't know if this is right for you, because this is why you fail. Listen to what you're saying. How long have you been listening to me? How long have you been listening to me for?
Around a month.
Have I not told your ass about setting up your shit before you even see the woman? Yes or no?
Yes.
So if that's the case, then how can you have these said difficulties if you've already got everything set up, sir? I'm waiting.
I mean.
You mean? I'm listening. How? How do you have the difficulties if you have everything already set up?
Hmm. No, there aren't really any difficulties.
No, no, but you said there are. So please explain to me. Come on, explain to me the difficulties. Because if you actually listen and pay the fuck attention, this shouldn't even be a fucking question. So please explain to me the difficulties. Let us all hear the difficulties.
I don't got nothing to say.
Of course you don't, because you ain't paying the fuck attention. And you're not learning shit. This is why you have a lot of points on the right-hand side, because you ain't learning shit. And you ain't doing shit. Because that, you know how I know you ain't doing shit? Because of the fucking questions you asking me. Because if you were doing shit, these wouldn't even be fun questions.
What do you mean by doing shit?
Setting up your fucking crib, dumb motherfucker. You ask the question, well, what do I do as she comes over? What do I do? Yeah, I'm going to set this up. And what happens if this and this? Do you hear all the shit you said before? Do you hear all that weak shit you said before, brother? Do you hear that shit? Yes or no? Hello? See, if you were being a student, you already had the answers. So how could that be more difficult later on down the line? You made the statement, so explain to me how that is more difficult.
Well, I'm just saying, because you pointed out a clear example for this earlier part, but I'm just saying, like, in like later on, like, I don't know.
Give me a fucking example, please. Give me an example, because you dumb knucklehead ass still missed it. Give me an example.
I understand. Like, I understand. But
no,
I'm just saying, like,
no,
what I...
Like, give me an example. Because I said
no,
the same thing over and over again, so give me an example.
I'm just saying before, like...
Like what?
That was what I was thinking before. That was what I was thinking before, but now I understand.
All right, man. I'll let you later, man. Peace. Peace. All right. Let me get to this one right here. This is why you leave him alone. Time, you're absolutely right. You can just hang in the room. We're not going to say anything to you. Let's get to P-Dog. What advice can you give me on how to become a millionaire? I can't help you with that, sir. You'd be a waste of my time to give you that information. Very eye-opening. Now, wait, is this a statement or a question? Very eye-opening. That would be one important. So I want to improve my game and be one with myself. Let me see something here.
America.
I just got to make sure you ain't got a wrench. If I gave you a wrench, I'm taking that shit away from you. Saying that this, y'all are fucking, Jesus, y'all are fucking sad. Fucking sad. This motherfucker here, let me see this motherfucker, you better. All right, so I guess JB ain't. All right. Okay, good. You're lucky you have no wrench. JB, do not talk to me for a fucking few days. I'm going to time you out, but do not fucking say anything to me. Please, do not talk in this room. As long as you've been in here asking that weak bitch-ass shit, dog, please, that's really disrespectful. That is some really disrespectful shit. So let me keep going. He asked, what is one mind, one thought, one way? You'll learn that when you become a student of the game. Bai says, so it's our choice on if we have these checks. Is no, you're making the choice. You're no. Listen, you okay? You're acting like you got a choice in this matter. Most of you guys out here, don't understand it, man. Oh shit! I'm sorry. Yeah, that fucking understand shit. All right. Let's keep going. If you get off your lazy ass and check, you'll find out. Question right here, he says, well, you don't need to be in here, young man. You don't need to be in here. Don't ask any more questions about girls. You're too young. Trying to catch up to the questions, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize. Thank you, 105 likes. You don't at all. Time. Don't waste time. Time. Listen, I'm being honest with you guys. This is how you got to do this. Guys, this is how game is. Time. This ain't for you, big dog. Time, let me explain something to you guys. Let me show you something, brother. Listen. And I'm asking you to please stop asking me questions because I don't want to kick you out. I'll remind you in, but don't waste my time. Don't bug me, please, okay? Because all you're doing is you have no fucking game and you're asking me to prove shit to you, dude. Don't disrespect me that way. So don't ask me any questions. Talk to the guys in the chat room, but don't put any more cues up, please. I'm asking you kindly. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Let us see here. Let me see if we have. I think I got all the. Okay, Rashad has to say. He says, "Do women notice you have no game? If you're not, yeah, they know you don't. Women notice. Women notice more things about you than you even notice about yourself. Okay." But listen, guys, RP, maybe you might need to stop asking questions too for today. Guys, look at what he's saying. Look at what you're saying, big dog. Please tell me, RP, what is a fine bitch? Can you please tell me? Can you please tell me what that is? I need you to define what a fine, please tell me. I keep telling y'all guys, this is why being a man is something most motherfuckers would never aspire to be. I need him to answer that question. What is a fine bitch? Please explain that to me. I'm ignorant. Please explain that to me. What does that even mean? What does that even mean? Is there any other requirements other than 100 people? No, you get coaching. You don't need to do that. You get coaching. Blackjack, I'm sorry I missed your question. Thank you, 120 likes, 121 likes. I gotta move this shit over. Why do you need to cuss guys out, call names when your show comes? Okay, Blackjack, and don't kick him out. I'll probably time him out, but don't kick him out. Blackjack, this isn't for you, okay? Blackjack, if you can't handle the kindness that I'm giving you, you'll never be good with a woman, okay? Because you're worried about other things. And do you hear what he wants me to do? Guys, y'all hear what Blackjack wants me to do? So Blackjack, you want me to be like your mommy and tell you the world is perfect and you're perfect as I give you some warm milk? I think you're in the wrong room, Blackjack, so please do not ask me another question again, or I'm going to kick you the fuck out, bitch. How about that? You don't like that shit. Get your bitch ass out of here, man. Talking about being compassionate. This is why women walk over your bitch ass. Is all you talking about being compassionate? Tyler, send it Facebook. It's amazing that you guys are so soft, man. I mean, you got a guy saying you should be compassionate. Are you serious? Blackjack, you're in the wrong room, big guy. This is for winner. This is a winner room. This is not for losers. Are you serious, man? You want to be compassionate. Jesus God, I don't even know how to do that shit. I am being compassionate. Would you want me to lie to you and tell you that you got game and that you're special? You're not special, so why would I lie to you? I don't get it. Compassion. Get out of here, man. Come on, man. And this is why I keep telling y'all guys out here. This is why a lot of you guys are going to have a lot of problems. Because a lot of you guys, you want the world to work for you. You want time and you want the game and you want everything to work for your lazy, shiftless, spineless, ballless ass. How is it that you think the game is going to work for you? You don't even challenge yourself. You don't have any deadlines. There's no sense of urgency in you guys. You don't even prove anything to yourself, and yet you want the world to feel sorry for you? Oh, my God. I feel bad for that guy, man. Poor guy. Poor guy. This ain't for you. All your unrealistic, soft, man, mommy ass, Jesus. This is crazy. Yeah, I mean, you're the guy asking a woman, is okay if we Netflix? I don't even know if you're talking to women, dude, asking that question. He asked me to be compassionate and sympathetic. My God. Sad, man. Jesus. And gentlemen, I keep showing you why we win. This is exactly why we win, gentlemen. Because this is what women have to deal with on a constant basis. I'm telling y'all, y'all got to see this. We win. This is what women got to deal with all the time. Soft guys like him. Just soft. Be nice. Wow. I can't believe you asked me that. I was being nice. Shit. Tell, let me see what the fuck you sent him before I post this shit, man. Whoa. Shit. All right. Hey, I got this show. Whoa, hold up, Tyler. Whoa. Hey, Blackjack. Blackjack, I want you to read something. Time and Blackjack and all you non-motherfuckers that don't have game or anything. Oh, man. I wanna show you what game is like when you're an actual student of it, because you remember, I think the guy Time asked the question, what's the use of having game? What does game do? I mean, what is the use of having game? How does game work and all this other stuff? All right, so. Let's see here. Well, Jay, you just gotta get coaching. There's no such thing as find there's no I don't understand what this means. What does this mean? Well, what that I don't understand. We don't talk PO shit. So what does that mean? Well, what does that mean? What does that mean, sir? Can you please help me with that silly ass fucking word that you're regurgitating means? And this is why you're losing, because you're following somebody that's teaching you how to be soft. All right, let's see here. Let me pull this up. All right, hold on, Tyler. I got to find a spot for this shit. I think I can grab them and put them all here. I got to find a spot for this, Tyler. There's a lot of shit you're giving me. Well, it's not that bad. It's only like six. All right, Tyler, let's look at these joints. All right. Something a lot of y'all guys don't see, but we'll show y'all. Thank you, 130 likes. All right, so let's look at this. Hold on, let me bring in 929 real quick. 929, how can I help you, sir? What's up? 929 going once. 929 going twice.
Hello.
Yeah, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yo, what's going on, Steve? All right, so
can you please speak up? Something. Can you please speak up so I can hear you?
Okay. Is that better?
Yes. Okay, go ahead. What's your question, sir?
All right, I recall you saying something about not always biting the neck and going up the tree. Can you elaborate on that?
You say not biting our neck and taking up the tree?
Yeah. I don't remember exactly what you said, but it was
Well, I don't understand. I need you to be more specific, and I can tell you what I said. If you don't remember it, then it's not. How can I tell you something that you can't even remember what I said?
It was something about, I don't remember exactly what you said. It was like, if you meet a woman, like, you don't instantly, like, put your bid in, basically.
Okay, what's the question then?
Well, I just wanted you to elaborate on that. Like, I didn't really understand, like,
what part of going over there and talking to her, what part of that does you understand?
I mean, it's not necessarily that. It's like,
then what is it? I'm not. This is kindergarten. What part don't you understand?
I'll get back to you.
How old do you call her?
I'm 18.
Okay.
Because this was a while ago.
But it doesn't matter. But you see why you're losing? You're asking about just going up to a woman. What does that got to do with anything? You're not talking to any women. What does that got
to
do with
anything? It's not about going up to the woman. It's about like holding on going up to the woman.
Then what is the question you're asking? You're asking, what are you asking? You got to, listen, as a man, you got to be able to articulate yourself. If you can't articulate yourself to another man, then you damn sure can't do it to a woman. So what are you saying, sir?
Well, I just wanted you to elaborate on what you said.
Over and talking to a woman? All right, I'm elaborating on it.
No, it was
you take your right foot and put it in front of you, then your left foot. So what are you talking about?
No, I understand going up to the woman, but I'm saying not going up to the woman instantly. Like when you first see her,
that's what bitches do.
No, I'm saying like if you see her on a consistent basis, but you don't say it, like you don't automatically put your bid in. Like I want to know like what's the reason for doing that.
All right, wait. Let me ask a question. Every time you see her, you're thinking the same thought. Am I correct?
What do you mean by that?
That means you're interested in her. Am I correct?
Yes.
So then you're the bitch. Because every time you see her and you're looking at you're interested, you look what you're doing. You're sitting there because you're scared.
But the reason why I'm not
scared. Wait. You're scared of women, dog.
I'm not
going to
lie. There's a part of me, like, there is hesitation.
Listen, if you weren't scared of women, why didn't you talk to her the first fucking time you saw her?
I'm not going to lie. This was a while ago. I was scared.
I
wasn't there.
I didn't ask you, I'm showing you why you're scared of women. So if you saw her, you, I don't know how many times you saw her, but if, why didn't you talk to her the first time you saw her?
You I'm not gonna lie, it was,
you were scared.
It was basically, I was scared of looking dumb.
Thank
basically.
You. That's all I wanted to hear. That's we don't have to say anymore. Yeah, as long as you admit it. I don't know what's so hard to admit that you are scared of fucking women. So that means that guess what? She noticed that you have a tight pussy. So you know what that means? Why even fuck with someone who ain't man enough to go after what he wants? You're the guy that's going to beat around the bush because you're putting more credence into her. So to ask the question, this is a while back. What's so special about her? What was so special
Nothing
about her? No, of course, no. There was something special about her because you were frozen in your fucking tracks. What did a minotaur come out of her ass cheeks? What happened where she was so special that you couldn't talk to her?
Look, I'm gonna be completely honest. When I first seen her, I kind of froze. Like I didn't know what to say. This was a while ago. I didn't know what to say, so.
I held off on. What does this question got to do with them? What is the question, man? I don't understand what the question is.
Well, at first, the question was just, like, can you elaborate on what you said about
when
not biting
elaborate,
the neck of one
did I not elaborate by meaning just walk over and talk to her? What else do I need to elaborate on?
No, I just wanted to know what the point was of not going up to her the first time you see her.
The point is your chick. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So the point is that you look at your car keys and like, you know what? I know I got to drive to work, but I can't pick you up because you're so beautiful and you're so gorgeous and you look so good. There's no way I can pick you up. That's how weak you are. Is that elaborating enough?
I understand what you're saying. But being that this was a while ago, like first time I seen her, I was scared. I'm not going to lie to you. But now, like, there's no fear when I see a woman, because like before I would see a cute girl, I'd be like, oh, she's cute, I don't know what to say, da da da, and like I'll start getting nervous. But now when I see a woman, it's like,
girl, you already dog. You see, this is why do you lie to yourself? Why do you lie to yourself? You want me to show you how you lie to yourself? You ready? You ready?
Well,
tell me what you saw when you walked out your door today. Tell me what you saw when you walked outside your door. What did you see today? Well, tell me, describe what you saw at your door today.
Like just anything in general?
I don't know. Describe it. Can you not describe it? Is that hard to explain?
All right.
Can you describe what the fuck is you saw out your door, please?
I saw people, trees.
People, trees. Anything else?
Cars.
Grass. Cars and grass, right?
Yeah, all that stuff. Right.
So let me ask you a question. So why didn't you say I saw cute people, cute grass, cute trees, and cute squirrels? You don't even realize you're lying because you're sitting around calling these women cute, man.
No, I'm saying that was my mindset. Like, before, that was my mindset going, like, seeing a girl. I'm like, oh, she looks good. I don't know what to do. But, like, now when I see a girl, like, there's no nervousness when I see her. But it's like there's still a part of me that
that is like, still scared.
That's hesitant on going up
that
to the girl
because
I don't want to look dumb.
No, can we just say that is still scared?
But I understand,
scared.
Like, I need to.
That is still scared. Can you just finish that? Why do you guys
I agree. I completely agree.
Well, then why don't you just say it like a man? There is a part of me that, you know, do we have to get Mulder and Scully and make this an X-File?
Well, the reason I'm saying that is because, say that again?
No, the reason you're saying is because what? Because what?
The reason I was saying that is because it was when I, like, now when I see a girl, like, I'm not necessarily nervous.
You're
just,
okay, all right, brother, what part of,
because you know,
of you either are you not, don't you understand? What part don't you get? What part don't you get? So that means you ain't. You're still chicken shit scared. You're still scared. And it's hard to swallow that because you want to think that you're actually doing something and you ain't doing anything. You either doing it or you're not, brother.
Right.
Okay? But good call, and I'll throw you back in. Respect to you, man, okay?
I appreciate you.
All right, thank you. Respect. I got you, Tyler. 1 second. Bro, Uncle, wait, give me so much time. Okay, I got less than 30. Okay, Uncle, I met this girl. I had sex with her. Next day, she was leaving, and while I was cleaning my bed, she left some brown stains. Okay. Oh, wow. What a shame. I'm sorry. I apologize, guys. I apologize. I guess you already got them out. I didn't see that. My bad, guys. My bad. I didn't see that. I just grabbed this. Well, sir, when you can, Josh, get some coaching. Thank you, 141 likes. But let me go ahead and show y'all some game and what game looks like. Let's look at this real quick. Let's look at this, Tyler. Let's see what we got here. Let's look at this. It's not in order. It's not in order, Tyler. I'm just showing y'all. Game. This is what you, see, I wish time was around because, see, time wouldn't even believe this is true. Time be like, oh, that's not real. That can't be real. That can't be real. So, dog, wait, hold on. Please stop lying to yourself. You're painting a stick figure. You ain't painting no fucking picture. Stop that shit. I have my legs wrapped around you, pulling against me. Please, deeper, don't stop. Can I ride you? Talking about this. Tyler's talking things. I enjoy tasting, man. I tease him a little. My lips will rest. I mean, guys, this is the lifestyle. But I know a lot of y'all guys can't believe that men win like this when you are actually a student of the game. I've been seeing another man for a while. Plus, really, I don't even know why. Wait, Tyler, why am I reading this shit? Tyler, wait, maybe I grabbed the wrong one. Tyler, let me delete that shit. I don't know why I grabbed that shit. Wait, got that one. We went through there. Wait, that's the same one. Let me see. I'm trying to make sure. Okay, here we go. Sunday in general going forward. And Sunday, I'll find out how submissive I really am. Hope not too easy. Honestly, I have a very high tolerance. I never had a guy make me want to tap out. I definitely like weekly as well. Okay, we got to that one. Let's get to these. I like these better. This is yesterday. Well, let's make sure we do this shit in order. I think this is the order. Well, I think this is the first one. Always saying like we are, we're talking about before. I'm looking for, I said, I don't know. Well, I do know. I want more than just sex. I want to build a relationship with someone that I can trust. And it is hard for me to say that because every ounce of my body has been aching more and more for you. But I know for me that it's not enough. And if this is where you are comfortable, then I think we have to stop, right? Now, look at this, guys. Look at it. Look at the power of the game. Then we have to stop. I give up. She says, I give up. I couldn't come once with him because I was thinking about you the whole time. Tyler, you should send me that audio clip right there. I like to play that shit. But guys, I want y'all to see this shit. Y'all don't think women don't talk this way. This is like he's showing you what this game is like. She says, that's what made me text you. I've even erased your messages from my phone. I was really trying hard to be a good girl, and then Tinder sent me an email, and I was just looking for fun, and there you were, and that's when I wrote, I give up. Rock is huge, but he doesn't know how to touch me or excite me. When I was like, yeah, then he laid back and moaned. The only part that got me was, oh my God, this is nasty. I think you ruined me. This is good, man. I think you ruined me. Okay. See that shit? Look at Tyler. This is what game is, man. Now I see what you meant. Women share with you so unfair. Yes, I do like you. I do like you the most. No, it's not just about the sex. I love your dog. I love your daughter. I love your mom. You explore sexuality and find out appealing because I don't want to be with any other man that wants to do the same two positions every night. You see, guys, I'm showing you. Guys, this is all real. This is what would happen. Guys, y'all think this is crazy. So sorry. I like you more than that. You're only bad when it makes life exciting. You, whatever, can excite me. I just wanted you to know that you are more than something I lust over, but you did warn me. I know we want different things, right, Dad? No, wait, I don't want to see because I guess I missed a thing, but y'all see what the life is like, dog? Is there a fourth one? No, that was it. Wait, she said because I, okay, maybe I missed it because I, Okay. Well, but I'm just showing y'all guys, this is how game is and why we win. Because when you have a conquering mentality, this is how you do it, dog. This is how you win when you have the conquering mentality, okay? Let's keep going. Sir, our membership is a Patreon, sir. Let's see if we got any other questions here. Let's see here. Y'all guys don't even see how game is. This is the lifestyle, man. This is how you win. This is why we tell you guys that most of you guys, because of your perception, remember, y'all just have to understand that everybody's reality, all right? Guys, we got about 17 more minutes left in the show, but everybody's reality, guys, you can't, don't ever try to force somebody to follow game, okay? Yeah, again, I will use you Bible aficionados. Y'all might as well just like think I'm Noah, and y'all are just laughing at me. Y'all laughing at me for building this great ark. If y'all are church aficionados, know what I mean. Never try to change someone's mind that expects you to explain yourself to them. Never do it. And that goes to the same with women. You don't have to explain yourself to a fucking woman, but let me continue with some of the stuff I'm saying. As I'm trying to teach y'all games, okay, what's important is, you know, we're trying to get y'all over the unrealistic and negative expectations that y'all have. And the only way y'all can get over these things is to learn game and learn what's up. Real quick, because I don't got a few minutes left, but, you know, as a man, you know, when she doesn't live up to your expectation or she isn't down for something you want to do, you don't need to get mad or upset, okay? Because, see, most of you guys out here that are messing up right now is because of the lack of experience and the lack of knowledge. You can see it in some of the messages, all right? You see what I'm saying? I'm saying to y'all guys, y'all just got to see that when you have game and you understand yourself, and this is the thing about so many young men, the world will always be flat. And the worst thing that you guys can do is try to explain something to somebody, who doesn't want to learn. You cannot change the mind of somebody who's stuck in his ways. So just agree with them and move on. You can't try to force a loser to be a winner. Y'all got it all wrong. Losers can't be winners in this. They cannot. And this is what's so cold about game and learning it. Because a lot of these guys are so disappointed in themselves and they beat themselves up so much. Okay, you did send the audio. All right, listen to the audio. My bad. Hold on. Let me turn this down. I mean, let's listen to the audio. I hope it ain't any moaning, Tyler. Let me see. Hold on, let's see here. All right, let's listen to the audio, Tyler. Let's listen to the audio. Here we go.
Hi, I finally send one of these back. I've been wandering around finding something to wear so I can go to eat in this hot weather. I hope you are driving safe.
Oh, just checking. All right, that's cool. That's what I'm saying, man. Y'all, I know for a lot of y'all guys out there, y'all never can imagine a world where women just are talking to you and letting you know what they're doing just to keep you in the loop of things, guys. But gentlemen, this is the thing. Hold on. Wait. Here's the problem. Okay. P, Peep game. Here's the problem with the statement. Problem with the statement on the surface level, big dog. It's not okay. If what you're saying, but see, here's your saying. You're saying the best thing you guys can do is try negative right there to turn your losing mindset around. But how can one? Okay, here's the problem, P. If your level of thinking is one or two, how can you force yourself to be a 10 when you don't, when your edge goes only to 10, I mean, or to one or two? So that's not right. See, that's like a Hallmark card. I mean, what you're saying, that this is what you're saying is the problem. I appreciate what you're saying, but what you're saying is the problem, because you're trying to solve something deep in these guys as a quick fix and just turning around. If that was the case, there would be no more alcoholics. Nobody would be on drugs if what you're saying is true. But you're trying to get, do like some feel good shit, big dog. It's not a feel good place. Don't talk about feel good shit, because I got to check that, because that's the problem. We're too busy trying to make people feel good versus telling what the fuck is going on. And I appreciate what you're saying, but what I'm saying is when, see, mommy, her job is to make you feel good. And it doesn't matter how old you are, she's always going to make you what? Feel good. So when you're making a statement like this, you're trying to tell somebody that to feel good. And we can't make, see, if I let this slide, then I'm doing the disservice, because then I'm telling these guys, just say you can do it and life is just going to fucking change for you. And then when it doesn't change, they're going to start blaming me for that shit. So I got to always check that shit, man. So just please just be cognizant of what you're saying in here, and don't try to motivate these guys or anything, okay? Don't try to give them feel good, because feel good is what women do when they watch soap operas, eat ice cream, or like drink some wine type shit. They still got levels of sadness and all the other shit inside of them. So, you know, it's a whole different ball game. Last round of questions, guys. Last round of questions. We covered some good stuff today. Last round of questions, guys, if y'all have them. And y'all got last round of questions, go ahead and hit us up. We got you. Last round of questions. But we got to, I'm figuring out, we'll probably try to figure it out one of these days this week. Y'all got to understand that y'all got it bad because y'all choose to have it. It's sad how y'all think, man. It's sad. Any other questions, guys? Put a Q in there. Any questions y'all got, put a Q in there. We got a few more minutes left and y'all got questions. You're saying, you're right, each person needs to take charge and make it happen. Right, but even in that, how do they take charge? See, you're doing it again, P. P, you're just talking on the surface. Yes, you're right. I'm going to agree with you, but you're 100% right, but 100% wrong. And that's the problem in how you're talking and communicating. You're just saying something, but there's no depth in what you're saying. But I'm going to leave it alone. No, it won't. No, it won't. Can you play the video? Do I have that shit? Oh, I didn't download it fast enough. You should have told me earlier. Thank you, the 161 likes. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. I appreciate that. What are those other things you demand of a woman other than what you consider basic, cooking, cleaning? Well, wait a second, AK. This is the problem. Number one, wait. Men don't deal with women. What do you mean dealing with? That's weak. But here's a problem. Why are you asking me? I'm not you. What do you demand of yourself? Guys, I keep telling you, dog, we're trying to help you think for yourself, to do the one thing you're not doing really good, to think for yourself. So I ask you, sir, what is it that you want from yourself, okay? All right? Think about that, okay? Y'all are killing yourselves, man. No, that's not true. Well, that's not necessary. No, that's not true. That's not true. This isn't that. What is that shit you're saying? That is a, what is that shit called? What do they used to call that shit? Traction. What do they call that shit that he's saying right there? What do they used to call it? Freelance. I got to ask Freelance. Freelance, what do they used to call that shit that those people used to use? What do they used to call that? What he's saying, what do they used to call that bullshit? Not the, I forgot what it is, but no, dude, that's bad. Don't say that, man. Pertaining to the title, if a man lets a woman, if a man let go of a woman before he loses himself, well, no, remember, the law of attraction. I'm sorry, who got it first? Wait, I'm sorry, I got you last. TJ gets it. TJ, thank you. Thank you, TJ. TJ hit it first. I'm sorry. I just saw it. TJ, law of fucking attraction. Jesus Christ. Law of attraction. Man, you got to stop saying that shit, that weak shit, brother. But here's the thing, Peach. A man doesn't regret a decision he makes. He lives with it. See, that's the problem. You expect a man to feel a certain way. It doesn't work that way. What changes should I make in my approach? If a woman is working around her manager's around, what do you mean? It's the same thing you show. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. What changes should I make in my approach if the woman is, I don't understand why. Why do you think you have to change what the fuck you say, dog? I don't understand that. Why do you feel that you have to change it? It doesn't make sense. Before getting into a relationship, once you tell her the standard rules and then she says she can't do it. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Yes, the answer is yes. That's a yes. 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 The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Because if she can't do what you're asking for, you dismiss her ass, dog. That's how easy it is. Just dismiss her. Just let her go and dismiss her. That's all you do. Just let her go and dismiss her. But, a few more. Wait and see. We good? We got 4 more minutes. Any more questions, guys? Any more questions? 63 likes. Any more questions, guys? Any more questions? Yeah, law of attraction, Derek. That was something that guy said. He's reading that bullshit. It's just a bunch of feel good fluffy ass shit that people say to themselves that are losing all the time. They wanna look at laws of attraction instead of just being attractive. That's all. So it is what it is. Last go round. Let's see. Let's see. AK says, am I tripping for not accepting an Instagram if I ask or try to give my number to a woman? I don't know. Get some coaching. Find out. I don't know. Are you tripping? I don't know. And Scott Walker, I can't tell you that because you don't want to know the answer. You don't want to know. You're asking when you ask these questions, man, it just shows a lack of really wanting to be a man. But because you asked me twice, I'm going to kick you out of the room. I don't play. I'm going to start kicking motherfuckers out. Y'all wasting my time. Asking me two questions at the same time like I can't read the shit. But, hey, I don't know. Again, if you were a student of the game, you could answer this question. But because your question, I mean, I don't understand y'all guys, man. But once you work on your bid, you have the answer. Yeah, we don't play. We're not gonna play anymore. We're just gonna let them go. We're just gonna let them go. We're gonna just release them. That's all we're gonna do. We release them. That's all. We release you. Okay. Any more questions? Any more questions, gentlemen? Any more questions, gentlemen? Got a few more minutes. Any more questions before we wrap it up? Guys, I'll take some, but remember, guys, the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there thought they had one thing in common, that is they thought they live every day like it is your last, gentlemen. Because I can. Thank you, 167 likes. Appreciate you, man. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate the kind words. Thank you. Appreciate the kind words. But, gentlemen, hey, listen, the thing is, please make sure y'all go back and just write that little chart down that I showed you guys. And if you go out tonight or you see online, and as soon as you say that she's beautiful, and she's beautiful or sexy or anything like that, you just do it, okay? All right? I checked with this girl who doesn't acknowledge some of the things I say. I checked this girl who didn't acknowledge some of the things I say. And keep it short, me, and feels that I'm fine, disrespectful. I don't even say, what the fuck are you talking about, man? Zero, and as far as this one, reason I dismissed someone who added me on Facebook. Why would you dismiss someone who, dude, Mal, come on, dude, stop acting like a fucking woman, dog. Why do y'all guys act like women? Why would you dismiss someone that added you on Facebook? You got to be joking, dog. Tell me you're joking with that bitch ass shit, dude. 973, your last one. What's your question, sir? What's up? How can I help you? 973 going once. 973 going twice.
Yes, sir. That's me. That's me. Hello.
What's your question, man? What's up?
Hey. So, all right. So I'm trying to figure out how to word it out right, but
you know, word it like
I'm
a
trying
man.
To change.
Just word it right. Come on. Just say it. Come on.
All right. For sure. Look. So lately, I've been trying to change my mentality. Not trying. I have been taking action.
How have you been trying to change your reality? How have you been doing it?
Well, I've been going against the grain lately. I've been doing things that's out of, well, I stopped smoking weed because I canceled out all the addictions.
That has nothing about who you are. That's what you do. That ain't shit to do with anything. That's like just saying instead of wearing I'm just trying to show you the fucking lie you're saying to yourself. You listen to me. Regardless if you stop smoking weed, that ain't got shit to do with anything. That's just saying, okay, I have a red shirt on, and I'm going to wear a black one. So, no, you're not making any major changes. You're just changing shit outside of yourself, sir. So what are you changing mentally?
That's a major change that I'm making, Steve. That's something that has blocked me from actually living my life.
Okay. You see what I'm saying, guys? Listen, you know what? I agree with you. I'm not going to argue with you. If you want to believe that bullshit, then go ahead. If you want the truth, I'll tell you. But you want to believe that shit, I'm not going to fight with you because that's a fucking silly-ass shit. Outside of you, that's an I do. That's not an I am. But if you believe that, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just going to agree with you. So if you believe that, you don't want to listen, what else? What is your question? I'm about to wrap this up.
If you're saying that, but what's your perspective on that then? If you're saying that, elaborate on that. Because I feel like that's something that's been blocking me from actually living my life.
You better live your life. No. Okay, here you go. I changed the tire. My life is different now. That's what you're saying. That's outside of, dog. It's outside of you, big dog. It's not that shit. All, see, that's the false. That's what the mind is doing to fuck you over and make you think you're actually doing something when you ain't doing shit at all. All you're doing, again, is you're just changing your shirts because it's outside of you, my brother. It's outside of you. So you're not.
But it's
really
a part
changing.
Of change, though. It's a part of change, though. It's something I've been doing for 10 years straight.
No,
and the fact that I have the ability to stop that by myself.
No, you've always had to stop. You've always, here's the thing. You always had the ability to make the change. So what the fuck are you talking about? You're acting like this is a like an epiphany. Just like you choose to open a door and close it, it's the same thing. So that's not why it's not special. It's nothing special about it. It's just a basic, non-special thing that is outside of you, big dog. But you in your mind is fucking you over, making you think that's something big. It's like the difference. You can say, well, hey, Steve, I stopped drinking soda. Now I'm drinking water. That's what I'm saying. That's the depth of what you're saying. Does that make any sense?
It's a different perspective you have, Steve,
it's
but yeah, it does.
Thing, my brother, I stopped eating red candy and I'm eating white candy. I stopped eating.
Yeah, I get you.
Right. So it's nothing special, but what is your question?
All right. Well, look, my question is, when I'm struggling to stay in the same mindset that I have.
You've never had a mindset, brother. What mindset are you talking about? If you're being controlled about an outside substance, well, that's a weak mind, my friend.
But that's not only it. Listen. That's not only it. On July 4, I went ahead and went out. All right. I went against the grain. I thought, look, I'm not even going to stay home. Everybody's out and enjoying their time. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go ahead and talk to some women. But at the same time, I didn't do it just because that I was going out for some pussy. No, I did it for me to enjoy my life, to enjoy the things around me. I didn't stay home. The fact that I didn't even stay home was a step up from me. Because I always...
To enjoy the things around you. I don't make this shit up, dog. Guys, y'all, y'all got the piece of paper. Listen to what he's saying. Everything you're talking about is outside of you, dog. Everything you're saying is all out. This is your I do, brother. This is the problem. You want to enjoy the outside. You just said the thing. You don't even realize what you're saying, big dog. But what is the question that you're trying to say, man?
Well, I'm trying to get to that, but
the perspective
you have is different, man. So I'm trying to.
It's not different.
The mindset.
It's not different. What do you mean different? What's different?
Well,
about
you put it in much more simpler terms. The perspective that you have is much more simpler. You put it in much more simpler terms I never heard of.
Well, because what I'm thinking is kindergarten. I'm trying to make this shit kindergarten. I'm trying to simplify this shit. Yeah, but come on, dude. I gotta go. But what is your question, man? What's up?
Nah, I just wanted to know because look, sometimes I feel the struggle to stay in the same mindset that I had yesterday. One day I would
feel
confident and listen, Steve. Listen. I'm getting it out.
Listen. No, you listen, man. You're calling me. Why do I need to listen to you? You're the loser. Can you listen?
You just told me to. You just told me to ask the question. I'm trying to ask it, but you keep interrupting.
No. But then started with a who, what, when, why, where right now. I don't want to hear any fucking statements. Ask a who, what, when, why, where, how question right now. I'm listening. Go.
How do I keep the same mindset yesterday today?
You can't. How long have you been listening to me, 973?
For about maybe a month or so.
You have your puzzle pieces?
Yeah, but I never got the point of that. I called one day and I asked you about that, but you didn't elaborate on that. So,
look. Remember the law of zero. The game ain't for everybody. This just ain't for you, dog. This just ain't for you.
And why do you say that, Steve?
Dog, do you know how?
Question, Steve. I'm talking to a man right now, right? Why is that?
I'm talking to a real motherfucking man that's breaking your ass down. I'm telling you that this ain't for you because you ain't a student of the game, dog. You're very weak-minded. You ain't gonna make it as a, you ain't a man. You'll never be a man, dog. Your job is to eat grass, and it's not a bad thing. You just gotta accept it. I accept you for what you are.
I don't think I'm weak-minded at all, and I know for a fact I'm not, because I canceled out a lot of addictions that I was addicted to on the outside to handle what's on the inside.
Okay, then you're right. See, that's what I'm saying. You're right. I agree with you. You're right. I'm not gonna argue with you. You're right.
See, now you're just agreeing to disagree.
But no, I'm not agreeing. No, I agree with you because you're a fucking wall that ain't listening. So I'm not gonna waste my time with a wall. You're right. I'm not gonna argue or try give you game because you're not worthy of the information I want to give. Because every time I tell you you want to be a woman and fight me on this shit.
Well, do you expect somebody to learn off of one example?
Motherfucker, I am the example, goddammit. So what the fuck are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, but all right, so if you are the example, then you should be able to know all the ways to teach a man, to teach a person.
One way.
So
I teach you one way. There's no other way but one way. So what the fuck are you talking
about? So you expect that one way to work with all your students or everybody else that's listening to you? You expect that one way?
Because it's your way, sir. That's why, yes, absolutely. Because when you know who the fuck you are, it is one thought. Yeah, but it's the same, dog. You're right.
Most of the people that come here, most of the people that are your students, they don't really know themselves. That's why they come to you to actually find themselves.
No, you know what they do is they get coaching and they become students and they get the products and learn. You don't. You want
all right,
to
but, all right, and they become a, and they have a different mindset, correct? After they get coaching from you?
I don't know. Can they? I don't know. I can't answer that question.
But Steve, you have many students. Correct or
yes.
No?
Yes.
All right, so you can tell me yes or no, their mindset has changed from the moment you bring them in to this day.
Well, I keep showing you examples. If you go to my first page, you see examples of things for women, so that should show you something.
First page of what? Your website?
Right, but look, you it's like you want me to try to prove myself to you, dog. I don't do that shit.
Oh, no. So I don't want you to do it. I don't want you to prove anything. You're your own man just as well as I am my own man.
You're not a man. A man does not succumb to fucking plants. That's bitch. So you're not a man. You succumb to fucking weed. That's weak as fuck. I mean, wait, do you want me to tell you the truth or do you want me to lie? I'm sorry. Do you want me to tell you the truth or a lie? Okay,
man. Come on.
Then you're weak as fuck. You're weak.
I don't believe that.
But
I don't believe that.
You're strong. Then you don't need to be here then. You're strong. You don't need me then. If you think you're strong.
I'm weak-minded. You're telling me, Steve, I'm weak-minded because I don't understand what you're telling me. That's what?
I'm saying that you being addicted to pieces of plants is weak.
It's not just about the weed, Steve. There's other addictions around here.
It's not just the weed that fucked up my life. I agree. You're right. I'm wrong.
Keep an open mind over here, Steve. I know you're one man, one-sided.
My mind is so open, you will never even recognize what open is. So don't, please, come on, dude. Come on, man. Come on, man.
But you're talking in the most simplest terms, in your terms.
But it's not, wait, what is working on yourself? How is that complicated? What is so complicated on working on yourself? What are you talking about?
There are things, obstructions, objections that people
in your world.
No. This is the real world, Steve.
Oh, okay. Well,
you don't
then
think
you're
these
right.
things happen? I'm pretty sure you've come across.
I'm not in the real world. You're right. You're right. Okay. So I'm gonna look. You're right. I'm wrong. Okay. So I am not gonna argue with a surface dweller. You're right. I'm wrong. Okay.
All right, Steve.
Enough. You're right. I gotta go. He's right. Guys, you can't win. You just can't win with them. They just don't want to listen. They don't see it. But anyway, I don't understand why fight me and argue when I'm trying to help you. I'm not trying to be mean. If you're a loser, you don't think – here's it real quick. If a woman can recognize that shit in you and I recognize it in you and you can't recognize that in yourself, then you lose, man. All right, man, I'll holler at y'all later, man. I got to get the fuck out of here.
Just like that, man, my set. Just like that.